Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to the latest episode of the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, we've got commentary from Lolli CEO Alex Adelman. PayPal has added on and off ramps for Web3 payments. Coinbase is integrating Lightning Network, and Hut 8 has posted its August results. But just before we get into that news, a quick reminder for you that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so Alex Adelman, the CEO and founder of Bitcoin rewards app Lolli, that's L-O-L-L-I, has provided InvestorIdeas.com with commentary regarding global investment firm Franklin Templeton's Bitcoin ETF filing yesterday. By the way, Franklin Templeton trades as Franklin Resources on the NYSE under the ticker BEN. Alex Adelman says, quote, Franklin Templeton's move to file for a Bitcoin ETF adds new momentum and urgency to the ongoing movement for Bitcoin ETF approvals. The filing from the $1.5 trillion asset manager also amplifies Grayscale's recent victory against the SEC, showing that the decision has only boosted institutional optimism towards Bitcoin ETFs. The fact that four of the top 10 asset managers with Franklin Templeton, alongside industry giants like BlackRock, Fidelity, and Invesco, have joined this race only further underscores the growing recognition of Bitcoin as a desirable mainstream investment with strong global demand. Bitcoin's price has rallied on the news of Franklin Templeton's filing, which shows that the markets are pricing in this development as a powerful show of faith in Bitcoin by one of the world's biggest financial players. End quote. For more on Lolli, visit www.lolli.com. Next up, PayPal, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PYPL, has announced the introduction of on- and off-ramps for Web3 payments in an effort to increase access to digital currencies by simplifying how wallets, dApps, and NFT marketplaces can enable their customers to buy and sell supported crypto in the U.S. According to the press release, the company had previously launched on-ramps to enable U.S. consumers to directly buy crypto with PayPal through integrations with MetaMask and Ledger. But in adding off-ramps, crypto wallet users in the U.S. can convert their crypto to USD directly from their wallets into their PayPal balance so they can shop, send, save, or transfer to their bank or debit card. End quote. Coinbase, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker COIN, is integrating Lightning Network, the Layer 2 payment protocol created to help solve Bitcoin's scalability problem and to compete against newer cryptocurrency projects that promised comparatively faster and cheaper transactions. This is according to an article today from Cointelegraph. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong posted on X, formerly Twitter, quote, Bitcoin is the most important asset in crypto, and we're excited to do our part to enable faster and cheaper Bitcoin transactions. Will take some time to integrate, so please be patient. End quote. Lastly, for today, Hut 8 Mining Corp, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker HUT, has posted its production and operations update for the month of August 2023. Highlights there include the mining of 103 bitcoins and 9,255 bitcoins held in reserve as of the end of the month. Jamie Leverton, the company's CEO, said, quote, Our 9,255 Bitcoin held on the balance sheet continues to provide Hut 8 and our shareholders with a strategic and differentiated advantage that we're bullish on as we head into the halving. Our progress toward completing our transaction with USBTC continues, with our shareholder meeting to approve the transaction set for September 12th. If all conditions are met and approvals are attained, the new HUT 8 will have highly diversified fiat revenue streams, robust self-mining capacity, and 825 megawatts of total power under management. End quote. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact investorideas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the investorideas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more investorideas.com podcasts, please visit investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Aptech Payments Corp. Aptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit aptechcorp.com. Aptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APCX.